Steve, this is an incredible story again, Supreme Court backing no-knock police searches. It really just seems that our rights are getting whittled away time and time again.
Well, I think, George, it goes beyond that. I think this is the latest salvo being fired against this once great nation. We're watching the total destruction of our nation, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. We're watching it all being taken away. The American dream, in my opinion, is turning into the ultimate police state nightmare. And this is absolutely, I think, critical for people to understand that we've seen now the total information awareness situation arising. We're seeing databases, every form of database, whether it's credit information, medical information, Veterans Administration, somebody's going the extra mile to steal all of these different databases. And I think that it obviously has a very sinister side effect. And that sinister side effect is that we're going to see more surveillance cameras, more retina scanning. We're hearing about all of the animals going to have RFID chips in them. And I think we're watching beyond what Alex Jones has coined, police state. I think we're watching the end of America and the end of freedom. And I think that everybody out there should take note of this ruling today. You no longer have the right to be secure in your home. And I think that's a provocative move by the globalists to get people now into a position where if someone comes barging into your house, especially in light of home invasions, and they don't identify them as...
What if you shoot them?
Well, then you're probably going to go to jail for murder or something. And see, that's the whole issue. The issue becomes so obviously... jaded. Now, I just talked to some people in Colorado a couple hours ago, and they're having home invasions where organized gangs are coming in, holding the people ransom, ransacking their homes. And what is to protect the homeowner to have any type of protection in his home, as opposed to just cops? And we've all heard the story.
Well, let me tell you, Steve. If I were a criminal, I would go rent a police uniform, and you'd go into a house.
Absolutely. And by the way, that's not unheard of. And how many times have women been pulled over by fake cops and taken and driven to some secluded place only to, in the worst case, meet their untimely death? Look, this happens, George. And I think that the American people had better raise their voices upon high, because this is critical. You know, Sandra Day O'Connor was the last one to raise the issue, and she basically said, then what protection does anyone have in the United States if that is taken away? And, you know, it's interesting. This whole subject was brought up while she was still on the Supreme Court. They waited until she was off to ram it through, and this is dangerous, beyond dangerous, beyond dangerous.
You are so right. A 5-4 ruling decided by the two new members, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Samuel Alito, without Sandra Day O'Connor, obviously, on the bench. So that happened. I tell you what, Stephen, when we take calls at the half here, I'm going to open up a special line just for police officers, because we get a lot of officers who listen to the program. I want to get their take on this ruling. I want to see how they feel about this. I bet it'll be mixed. I bet there are a lot of police officers who don't want to enter a home without knocking.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I mean, I hear from everybody, from Border Patrol agents to law enforcement officials, Highway Patrol, whatever they call themselves. And I mean, there are some men and women out there that absolutely understand what the Constitution's about, the Bill of Rights, especially those who are veterans, have fought for the rights of this country. But I think it comes to the point, George, how many surveillance cameras are enough? How much DNA is enough? How much are we going to basically tolerate thermal scanning, biometric recognition? I mean, I can list, you know, a litany of everything that's going on, not to mention 325,000 NATO troops bivouac throughout the United States. Now, my source for that information are some officials that have been in the military all their life and fleet officers. And, you know, the point that's important for people to understand is that we're seeing more and more invasion into the word privacy. Pretty soon there will be no privacy. And we're even hearing now about pre-crime, in other words, brain scan pattern recognition, that if you think the word freedom, that word freedom generates a specific neural impulse, and someday who would have thought it would move beyond a science fiction movie into the realm of not only possibly, but now it's going to be very, very integrated into our lifestyle, where if you don't toe the party line, you'll be terminated. This is where it's moving to, and it's moving at breakneck speed.
Just yesterday, I was holding a roundtable discussion on the Bilderberg Group, which met in Ottawa last weekend. So while we were discussing this, a story was released about the United Nations, Steve, that says they want to put together a 15,000 rapid divorce force that could go into any country in a within 48 hours. They'd be ready to roll. So while all that's going on, we're talking about the Bilderbergs, and the UN is talking about their rapid deployment force. Now we get this story that basically, again, says that the police can enter homes, seize evidence, even if they don't knock. Now, what does this have to do with an officer who has this horrible duty, or a DEA agent? They know there may be an armed gunman in there who, let's say, he's a big drug distributor. Do they have to, prior to this ruling, did they have to knock before they busted in to get this guy?
Well, yeah, and you'd see it on shows like Cops and the different police serials that were on television. They used to have to knock and say, police, warrant, and then they could go in. But now this poses an interesting paradox, George. We've got the situation where, and I didn't hear your interview last night on the Bilderbergers, etc., but what we're going to ultimately see is, how many times have you and I read articles on the air to different radio listening audiences where some poor guy had a similar sounding name or lived in the general vicinity, only to be shot down by a SWAT team? And basically the apologies go out, but the person is dead. We've seen that happen in Britain. We've seen it happen all over. This, I believe, will pit. Now, let me make this really clear, because we're going to open the phones to law enforcement. This is going to pit law enforcement against the public. Instead of protect and serve, I believe they will be sent under United Nations. I'm not talking, U.S. cops necessarily. I don't believe U.S. cops, most of them, wouldn't go out to seek and destroy. But when you understand that we have United Nations Special Operation Forces, that we've got now federal police. I can tell you a story where a woman just sent me an email yesterday that she and her husband were out on a county road. The little boy waved at the Suburban, and they were flagged down, and they were accused of throwing trash out by the federal police. I believe you're going to hear of gunfights. Listen, you have no way of knowing if someone, let's say, any person has no way of knowing if someone drops a dime. That means they say, well, I think my neighbor, this guy may be doing something, or killing his wife, or beating his kids, or doing something. What's to prevent an overzealous police officer? And the history of the United States proves in the last several years that's the common event. It isn't rare, from coming in, breaking in, and some guy thinking that it's a home invasion, blows the law enforcement officer away, and then the SWAT team kills him and everybody else in the house.
Yeah, this is going to be a mess. This is absolutely going to be a disaster.